You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I am going to review a game that has been, oh my goodness, it is a great game that I have picked up a couple months ago. I mentioned it in the recent Apple Viz Unleashed podcast. It is something for you to check out. I will say with any kind of game, it is going to be, it just depends on your type of game that you would like to play. This offers a pretty unique setup. There are many advantages in why I like this game quite a bit. First of all, to kind of give you an idea, and the game is called Hue Boodle. Yeah, you're probably saying, who, what? Yeah. It is Hue Boodle. So, Hue and a boo, B-O-O, and a dull. Hue Boodle. It is a cute name. I'm curious how they came about getting that name. It is by a developer or company of App A11Y Incorporated. It is free. It does have in-app purchases, but I am going to show you some advice and tips how you can retrieve coins without ever having to pay for more coins. And that's the whole point of this game, or why the podcast. First of all, not only is it totally accessible, but the fine and wonderful developer, one of the developer of the game that we may be very much aware of, called Dice World. You guys probably remember that. It is a great, great game that is always on my home screen, and it is now sitting right next to my Hue Boodle game. I use it every day. And because it is written by one of the co-founder of Dice World, you know this is going to be a pretty good, solid game. Because Dice World has been inducted in the Apple Viz Hall of Fame and has been chosen as Apple Viz Golden Apple Awards. So it's solid all around. You know their dedication for accessibility is there. So that's the first thing. The second thing, as I was mentioning, yes, it does use coins to play, but what makes this really different and unique is that there are so many different ways to earn coins, and because of that, it makes it very appealing for me and a lot of people that are on a fixed income that can't just simply buy coins all the time. It is just not going to happen, and I mentioned before, there are people that receive iPads, iPhone from the state or whatever, have not, and they're just not being able to purchase coins. If you are in a position to where you can buy coins, obviously you can buy more coins if you want to excel faster and things like that. You can do so, and that would also support the developer by purchasing in-app purchases, of course. However, it's not required, which is a great thing. Unlike some other games I've played, they give you X number of coins, and then when you're out, you're out. You have no choice but to purchase coins. And unfortunately, I am just not in that boat, and I think a lot of you are in that similar situation. Thirdly, I really like about this app because it packages a variety of games. So all the games that App A11Y puts out will always be in Hue Boodle. So it is one big app that has all the number of games. And from what I understand, the developer has told me that he is trying, and if things work out the way he wants, he would want to put 1 to 2 new game every month. And that alone is huge, and it's in one big single place. I love that concept. And because it's all packaged in one area, the coins that you accumulate or purchase is available to all those games. So you're not stuck with one game, and if you purchase something, you're only stuck with that game. You can't play anything else by that developer. But App A11Y kind of changed that up. And that is why I'm going to show you this Hubital. It is not going to be for everybody. Yes, for those that like RPG games, those heavy hitters, audio game nerds, and stuff like that, it's probably not going to appeal to you. Really, if you are one of those people that love Dice World, and I'm going to have no doubt you're going to like Hubital quite a bit. It is a combination of a variety of various games, and the more he puts out, the more availability of what you can play. Okay? All right. Without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce you to Hubital. And this podcast, I'm going to review Hubital as the app itself. It is not going to be a review of the games. That is going to be coming later. After this podcast, you will see some Hubital game packs tutorials that I will be putting an addendum with this. So they will probably have two games each, and they will be coming out to teach you the different types of games that you can find in Hubital. All right. All right. I'm going to swipe to the right here.
Hubital.
There it is.
Double tap to open.
Okay. So with any app, you do a one finger double tap to open up Hubital. And it takes a second to load up here. And once it gets loaded up.
Hubital. Free gold button. Listen to a commercial for free gold.
Okay. With that, right out of the opening the app, wow, what can I say? It landed right onto a option where you can double tap, listen to some advertisement, and to earn coin. And so this is among one of many, many options you can get free coins so you can start, I don't know, accumulating and stacking up coins for that you will be able to use in different games. Now, of course, I'm going to show you some of the games that I have used to rack up a lot of coins so I can use for other games. And that is something you probably have to do if you do not purchase coins. You'll have to find different ways to rack up coins so you can use it for other purposes. All right, so that is the first thing you come. Now, actually, this is what I call the home tab. And the home consists of lots of different information here. And towards the bottom, I'll introduce you the different tabs first, and then we'll come back to this home tab. So at the bottom left,
Appleman finished level 550. Appleman finished level 5. Christina Campbell won a game of Ludo. Selected. Home.
There it is.
One of four. Main page.
And it's the main page. There are four tabs along the bottom. So the first one is the home.
Games tab. Two of four.
That is the game page. Those are where you can find all the games that it has offered for you to play.
Social tab. Three of four.
Social. This is a great way to chat with friends or to find groups that you can talk with other people. This is primarily just to leave messages for each other to one-on-one or a group of people or looking for people to play with. That is a great social aspect of the app itself. Okay. To the last one at the bottom right.
Stats tab. Four of four.
It is the stats.
Your user statistics and leaderboards.
Yep. It reviews the statistics of what you have done and etc. And I'm going to go back to the home tab, which is now selected. I'm going to go back to the top left. See if we can find
free gold button.
Yep, there's that free gold I was telling you about. If you double tap that, you'll listen to an advertisement. If you double tap that, it'll start playing the advertisement. It will vary in length. And once it's completed, at the top right is the done button. You just double tap that and you get a free coin for doing that. I'm not going to show you that, but you get an idea how that works. I'm going to go to the right.
Anony Mouse. Your player name. You can change this on the settings page.
Okay. Pretty much, well, I'll tell you what. Let's
free check. Gold button.
There's a free gold.
Store button.
On. I'm going to start over here. The free gold.
Free gold button.
That's where I was listen telling about the advertisement. Now go to the right.
Store button.
There we go. The store. Obviously, this is where the in-app purchases stuff is. I'll come back to that in a few moments and see and show you what is available in the store. Okay, I'm going to go to the right.
Background image button. Change your background image.
So for those, you remember that this app is designed for people with vision as well. So you can be playing with somebody with vision and you could be playing with somebody with low vision. And obviously, those that with low vision or that have some vision left, sighted folks, you can change your background images to kind of make it more eye candy for yourself, okay?
Settings button.
There's a settings. There is a few things within settings I will show you. Otherwise, really, right out of the box, there's not really much for you to change, but I will review that in a moment. Go to the right.
Help button.
And then we have the help. Now, help is going to be located all across the app. And whatever the help is at, that is what the help is going to help you. It is not going to give you a total help for the whole entire app and games. No, this will give you the help on the screen that you're on. Now, if you're in a game itself and you're in the game, there will be a help in there, and that will give you a tutorial how to play the game and the reviews and previews and all the things you need to know about it. Okay, so each of the help is only for that specific screen. So if there's something of question, you're not sure what that is or what that's about, go ahead and double tap that. And it does a pretty good self-explanatory of each items that you see on the screen. So go to the right.
Gold 4,304.
Okay, that is my current gold status. Well, coin status, actually. That is how many coins I have had. Yes, I have built this up. I've been playing this since, gosh, the first week of January when it came out. And yes, I have accrued that many coins by playing different types of games. So it is possible to get yourself that high. Now, I'm not 100%, but I believe you get 500 coins when you open Hubital for the very first time. Okay? And so you are given quite a few coins to use for various games. So right out of the box, you're able to play quite a few games and start racking up coins where you need to. Okay?
Change avatar button.
All right, so the change in avatar. Avatar is what you look like. That's for you when somebody looks you up. So for Anonymous, I have an avatar. And that is pretty self-explanatory.
Anonymous, your player name. You can change this on the settings page.
All right, that's me. I have an alias of Anonymous. When you first create Hubital, you're a guest dash zero dash 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 or dumb numbers, some really long guest alias. And so you can change that within the settings. You know, that's very useful because if you want people to find you or to chat with you, you definitely want to have a name that people would be able to use and find you easily and quickly. Okay, go to the right.
Level 62, 10% towards the next level.
Mm-hmm. I am 10% going, so far I have accomplished 10% on this level of 62. Now, really, you're probably asking, what are the levels for? Really, honestly, the levels don't really do, for the most part, anything. It doesn't make the game more complicated or harder or anything like that. Really, it's just more of an achievement, like how long I have been playing Hubital, and most of all, how many games I have been playing. Because the more games you play, win or lose, it doesn't matter. The more games you play, the more whatever it takes, it accrue whatever it takes to accomplish a level. So I play so X number of games, I will be 22% towards to for the next level. And then it'll just keep going up and up and up. Now, there is one big advantage why you want to accomplish a level. Why? Once you complete a level, it gives you a ton of different goals. Not different goals, but it'll give you lots of coins for achieving a level. So each level you finish, you'll get X number of coins, and it increments as you go up in level. So that is another great way to earn coin, is to play more and more. And the more you play it, the more levels you get, and the more levels you get, more coins you get. Free coins. We love that, right? All right, so go to the right.
Congrats count, 155.
Okay.
Number of congratulations you have received for your in-game achievements.
See that? Every game you play, you will get achievements for doing something in that game. And if you get an achievement, it will show up below and it'll have that person's name followed by a congrats button. Each time somebody congratulates you for doing a job well done in a certain game, you're going to get a little notification. First of all, it'll go, meow. It sounds like a little cat. And that means somebody have congratulated on something that you have done and achieved and won in the game. Now, you will get, each time they congratulate you, it adds up, as you just heard. And I have seen that if somebody gets if you get enough congratulation in a single day, I have seen in my little activity is that I got free coins for having the most congrats in a single day. Like I said, there are tons of different ways to get coins. So if you get the most congrats in a single day, you will earn coin. I know in various games, if you achieve something, like for example, in Pirates Poker that I use, if I won the highest hand of the day, I earn coins for that. So there's many different ways how you can achieve goals and get coins based on your achievements. So really, the below section is just going to show me all the people and the achievements that is going on right now. So this is real time. These are people that are playing and achieved different things in the past few minutes or X number of minutes back. Okay? So if I go to the right.
Cyril, Lanier won a game of Ludo 5 seconds ago. Be the first to congratulate them.
Okay, so he won a first game of Ludo.
Congratulate player.
And there's that congrats button I was telling you about. I'm going to go to the right.
Emily Alexa Nachia got a full house in poker 1 minute, 24 seconds ago. Be the first to congratulate them.
That's awesome.
Congratulate player. Button. Bumblebee finished level 222 in Word Builder 7 minutes, 48 seconds ago. Be the first to congratulate them.
That's a pretty high level. I'm going to go ahead and congrats this person. So this is how you do it. You just go to the right.
Congratulate player. Button.
And double tap that.
Congratulate this player on their game. Congratulate alert. Congrats.
All right. If you're sure you want to do it, go to the right.
Congratulate this player on their achievement. Okay, button.
And you hit the okay.
Well done. Free gold
and
button.
You get
listen
a congrats.
A free gold.
And they just got sent to them. I think I just received a coin. I'm not sure. I didn't listen to it. I was babbling there. But like I said, there's just so many different ways to earn coins. And you just got to listen to it. And you'd be amazed what you'll get and what you earn. All right. So there's advantage for congratulating people. And so I highly encourage that. And not only that, but if you see a friend or somebody you know, acquainted or something, give them a shout out. Give them a congrats so they know they're being watched. And gosh, just to say that's a job well done. All right. So this is pretty much this screen and what you see. Now, there's two areas I was going to cover in depth. Let's go back here.
Free gold button. Store button.
There it is, the store I was telling you about. If for some reason you would like to go to the store and purchase coins and other packages, you can do so. Let's go dive in here and see what we've got available.
Close button.
Okay. As always, we have the close button at the top left. You will always find the close button at the top left that will take you out of this and back to the main menu. Okay?
Store.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Gold, 4,304.
All right. That's how many gold I have.
Remove ads. Remove ads, $2.99.
You can remove ads for $2.99, as you can hear. I don't see why you would ever need to do this, and that is simply because I have never seen the ads, or I never got in the way of it, as in it was just so annoying. You will see for yourself what I'm talking about. So really, I don't see any purpose of this, but if you like to do so, go for it. That's how you purchase that. Now, I'm going to just swipe to the right. You will hear the various coinage that you can buy and how much it is. Yes, man, this can rack up pretty high, but it is what you want to give and what you want to get. And that is the whole point. So if you want to achieve and go far with it without having to worry about earning up coins, you can just purchase a coin and just go. All right, here we go.
50 gold, 99 cents. 250 gold, 20% off, $3.99. 500 gold, 30% off, $6.99. 1,000 gold, 50% off, $14.99. 2,500 gold, 60% off, $29.99. 6,000 gold, 65% off, $59.99.
Man, 6,000 coins. That's a lot of coins.
Unlock search puzzles. Unlock all current and future packages, $2.99.
This is pretty cool because if you are in one of those games where it involves puzzles and stuff, in order to complete each puzzle, you have to complete it yourself. And if you don't complete it, you don't get to the next puzzle. This is a great opportunity to unlock all the puzzles that you, so you can just go in and out to each different puzzles if you want. As I stated, it will unlock any future puzzle that it includes. That is nice. I like that.
Restore purchases. Restore previous purchases to this device.
All right, for those that don't understand what the restore is, if you have purchased something and you have got yourself a new device or you uninstalled Hubital by accident and you want to get back what you have already purchased, you don't have to rebuy what you just did. You just come in here and do a restore and I'll remember who you are and it'll redeem you back what you purchased. Okay? All right, so let's go back to the top left.
Close button.
Go ahead and do a one finger. Double tap to close.
Close. Home page. Free gold button.
Okay. Listen, let's go down to settings.
Store button. Background image. Settings button.
There we go. I promise I would go in here. So double tap in here.
Settings. Close button.
All right. So
return to main screen.
The main screen is at the close at the top left, as I mentioned before. And if you go to the right.
Settings.
Mm-hmm.
Help button.
There's that help. If there's something within settings you don't understand, you can double tap that, and it'll give you more information what you've seen in the settings.
Choose avatar button. Choose an image for your player avatar.
See, that's the avatar I was talking about, how you can have an image for your player. That can be only seen by those that are sighted. I suppose, you know, it's not a bad idea. I would advise you put some sort of an avatar in there. Because that when you play somebody that is sighted, that they're, I don't know, it's just kind of a one of those things. I just want to make it look like I'm just like anybody else. That's just me. Otherwise, you'll get this generic one, and everybody will always look the same. So I like being a little different. Not only that, but that way I can just be creative and have different avatars.
Feedback button. Send us an email. We read every single one.
You betcha they do. They do listen to every suggestions, feedback, bugs, any ideas you got or you want to report something, definitely do. They will get back with you, and they are great about it, and they get back with you pretty quickly. And if you find something, they will squash it pretty easily and pretty fast. So be nice about it. The nicer you are, the more they'll listen to you. Okay?
Available. Switch button. On. Use the switch to manually make yourself appear offline. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay. Obviously, some of the games that are available are multiplayers. That means it's a network game. And you will be able to play other people real time on the network. Now, when I sign into this app, not really sign in, but enter, when I open up the app, it's going to show people that I'm available. And at that point, those people could invite me to play a certain game if that game allows you to play multiplayers. So if you like to be seen and you would like to be invited, you need to keep this alone, and that way people can see you. Now, if you never want to play against other players or anything like that, then you can obviously turn this off, and that way nobody will see you and they won't invite you. Now, it doesn't mean you can't play the game. It just means that they just won't see you to be invited to games. Okay?
Sound. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Pretty self-explanatory there.
Diagonal words. Switch button. Off.
Okay.
Turn this switch on if you wish to have diagonal words included in your puzzles. Double
what
tap
is
to toggle
that?
Setting.
Well, there are several word games that will based on horizontal and vertical positions. So if you do want to just pep it up a step, you want to make it more complicated, you want to be more hardcore, and you want to be more challenging, you can go with the diagonal words along with the horizontal and vertical. It is a pretty tough to go diagonally for us, but it is not out of the question. You definitely can turn this on.
8x8 word search board size button, 1 of 3.
Okay, there are 3 different puzzle size. If the default 10x10, I think it is too big, you can go down to 8x8. Or you can just stay at the 10x10. Let's see if that's right.
Selected. 10x10 word search board size button. 2 of 3.
So you get, that's two of the three different puzzle sizes you can get. One more.
12 by 12 word search board size. Button. 303.
And that's the largest you can get, 12 by 12. Go to the right.
Status. Status message. Text field. Set a custom user status. Double tap to edit.
Yep. If you want to leave a custom status, the people see what your status is, you can definitely customize what you want to put in there.
Player name. Anonymouse. Text field. This is the name others will see when playing you, or if you are lucky enough to top the leaderboards. Double tap to edit.
Excellent. Exactly. If some other people see you, like in achievements area, it'll show me as Anonymous. If I'm located in the leaderboards, it'll have my name Anonymous. And of course, anytime somebody wants to invite you, they'll know exactly who you are rather than just some guest number, something really long that is not very easy to differentiate. Okay?
Email. thomas@themickeyhouse.com. Text field.
That's right.
Email address is only used so you can retrieve your account if you log out. It also enables you to log in on multiple devices. We will never use your email address for any other reason. Double tap to edit.
That is my email address. That is the email that you're going to use to log into Hubital. So yes, when you create Hubital for the first time, there's a number of ways that you can join Hubital. You can create an account yourself, or you can use Twitter, and I believe you can use Facebook to log into Hubital. All right?
Save button.
And then you can save the information. Now, that is not all. There's a few more things, not much here. But
change password section.
If you want to change your password, right below here is where you can change your password. And then I'll have the save item. So they'll have the actual password you want to change and to confirm.
Password. Password. Confirm password. Change password. Dimmed. Button.
And then you can change the password. And that is
terms and conditions. Button.
It for the term. Well, obviously it has the terms of services, but I'm pretty much done with a setting. And like I said before, there really isn't much in here. I didn't change anything. Everything you saw in here is default, except for my alias, of course. Okay? Top left.
Close. Button.
Close.
Home page. Free gold button.
That is the home page. And we're going to go to the bottom left.
Selected. Home tab.
There's the home tab.
Main page.
Okay, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Games tab. Aha.
This is where it all begins. This is where you want to just dive in and play some games and see what they got available. Now, at this time of podcast, you're going to see these games. Now, yours may look a little different, or you may hear some games that are not in order as you are. I have seen several updates where they kind of rearrange the games. And plus, each version that comes out may include new games. So you may not see, or maybe on your version, you will hear games that are not listed on my game page. That is because I'm not up to that version yet. So this is fluid. It is growing all the time. And that just keep in mind. Now, I'm going to double tap game.
Games page.
Once you select that, go to the top left.
Close button.
Yes.
Return to main screen.
Has a close button in this tab. If you double tap that, it'll take you directly to the home tab. Okay? So that is kind of a shortcut without having to go to the bottom left and finding the home tab. If you want to get back to the home tab pretty quickly, you just double tap the top left to close. Now I'm going to go to the right.
Games. Choose a game to play below.
Here are the games available at this time of podcast.
Help button.
The
How
help
this page?
Is at the top right. That, as I mentioned, is on every page, basically. All right, so let's see what we got.
Pirate poker button. Classic video poker with pirates.
Mm-hmm. This is pirate poker. If you like the video poker, if you're a casino person, this is fun. This is probably the, I'm going to tell you right now, as is this podcast, I have accumulated so many gold playing this game. No, you do not have to know or play poker. So be sure to check out my Hubital game packs that I'm going to be putting out that will have tutorials on different games that I have below. Pirates, Poker, and World Builder will be the first pack that comes out. So find that first pack in order to how to know to play Pirates Poker. And it is so easy to be able to play without knowing how to play poker. All right, so I'm going to leave it at that. But that is the number one game that I found the easiest way to rack up coins. Okay, go to the right.
Word Builder button. Word Connect puzzle game.
exactly what it says is a word builder game. This is one of those games. This is slowly becoming one of my games that I like to play. There's a few I don't play, and there's a few that I do. I mean, obviously, you're going to like certain ones and certain ones you don't. I'm not much into the word games at all. That's just not me. I know some people love it, but this is pretty kind of fun. I've been building up my vocabulary words, really. It taught me some words I didn't know exist, and I had to look them up a couple of times, but really it gives you so many different letters, and from those letters you have to make words out of those letters. It is a fun way to just find, you know, just kind of waste some time or challenge your mind trying to figure out words and, like I said, build up vocabulary. It's a fun game.
Blackjack button. Simple and fun blackjack game. Also learn to count cards.
Yep. This is Blackjack. For those hardcore folks, you can learn how to count. That means you can try to figure out, count the deck, how many certain cards have been in and out, so you can count the odds, what your next hand's going to be like. That's kind of the upper tier. I don't do the counting at all. This is just a standard blackjack. You try to get 21 and beat the dealer. That's all it is. You know, it just depends on your skills. I don't have a whole lot of luck with this, but it is a casino game, and if you love blackjack, check this out. I'm going to go to the right.
Trivia trail button. Trivia question game.
All right, for you trivia buffs, if you love trivia, this is for you. Let me tell you, some of these trivia questions, man, they are so hard. And one of the things that I love about the trivia trail, you have got to check this out. This is probably the second best way to earn coins. There is a game inside of this thing called Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is just a random dumb luck what you're going to get. You will put out two coins, and it just drops it into this Wheel of Fortune, and you hear the, and then it'll just say, hey, you won four coins. And that is another way how to rack up coins. I say this is probably the second easiest way to do it, besides right behind Pirate's Poker. The trivia game itself, you do not earn coins, honestly. That is the only thing I can say about it, but it's a fun game. It's tough. It is really tough because you got to answer these questions very fast, very quickly. So be sure to check out that tutorial.
Ludopalooza button. Multiplayer Ludo dice board game.
I love this. Ludopalooza. I love the name. This is also one of my... I have a lot of fun with this game. I would say, besides Pirate Poker, this is probably my second most favorite. Why? This is the best bang for your coin. If you want to play a long game and against somebody, this is a multiplayer. It is insanely fun. It reminds me of a game called Sorry. You know, you have four pawns. You're going around this board. There's another player. Person playing, and if you land on top of their pawn, you will knock them out, and they have to start at the very beginning. And the whole objective is to take all four of your pawns all the way around the board and up the magic stairways and through the gold area. And once you get to the gold area, and if you get all four pawns in there, then you win the game. So the first person that gets all four pawns in there wins the game. It goes on for a long time. I definitely would check this out. A lot of fun.
Simon Says button. Simon Says memory game.
This is a very generic, basic Simon Says. It is everything you would think a Simon Says in there. Now, there's two different games in here. There's the classic game where you'll have the tone and it'll go beep, boop, and it will say up, down. And so you have to repeat that gesture up, down. And then it'll add one more to it. So it might go up, down, down, and then you have to swipe up and down, down, and you repeat it. It is great to challenge your memory how well you can retain information and repeating the steps. Now, the other cool thing, which I haven't seen before, is the animal sounds. So if you rather play something with an animals, you can play with this game. It will do the animal sound plus the name of the animal. For example, the cat is to the left, I'm pretty sure. And Frog, I think, is to the right. What is up? I can't remember the up. Down is Elephant, I think. Anyway, be sure to check the tutorial. Don't hold me by my words what direction the animals are. But so if you, it's cow. The cow's up. So if you hear a moo and it says cow, you just swipe up. It doesn't say up, so you have to memorize where the animals is. Now, the animals always will be in that same position, so that's the nice part. So you'll always have the cow up and elephant down, for example. So if it goes moo and brow, so you put a cow up and then down for elephant. Okay, so that is Simon Says, and then we're going to go to the right.
Battle Cats button. Singular okay. Multiplayer word search and Laser Cats.
This is a word game. This has been around for a while. Those that probably remember some of these games were out individually by themselves last year. And both of these games that I'm going to introduce you here and then the next one are both word games, and they are both multiplayer games. These are something you should check out if you are a word buff. You're going to love it. And to the right.
Word War button. Single or multiplayer word search with explosions.
Yep, this is the Word War. A lot of you heard of that too, so you can play this by yourself or with other players. So those are the games at this time of podcast. And as I mentioned, if they are not in order and if there are some games that are not listed in here, that's because they have updated it and you have brand new games. Okay? Otherwise, everything is going to look the same other than the games page. So if I go to the right.
Home. Tab, 1 of 4.
So we're back main to page. The bottom left. And so if I swipe to the right,
selected games.
There's
tab,
that games. And go to the
choose
right.
Social tab.
There's
three
the social. Double tap this.
Social page.
Okay. The first thing you can do when you go to the top left,
groups.
You got groups.
Send a group chat.
This is to send a group of people a chat. Yes, you can create your own groups and include people in a group, and that is a great way to stay in touch with a bunch of people at once. Okay, go to the right.
Compose button.
There
compose
is
a new chat.
Yep, compose a new chat. That is at the top right. That is when you compose a chat to a individual or in a single group. I'll come back to that and give you some examples how you can do that. To the right.
Find user button. Search for a user by username.
Don't need, that's pretty self-explanatory. If you know who the person you're looking for and you know their alias, you can just search for them.
Search chats, search field.
And if you
double
have gobbles and oogles of chats and you want to search for a particular chat, you can do so. Otherwise, you just go to the right.
Public rooms, heading.
Okay, here are the public rooms. Public rooms, what that means, these are public rooms. These are groups that are open to the public. Jump right in and you can see all the chats going back and forth within a public area. So if you go to the right.
Cubital, open to everyone. Meet, socialize, play.
Exactly. This is the Cubital chat room. So if you double tap this.
Cubital, back, button.
You're going to hear the back, which is at the top left. Go to the right.
Cubital, heading.
Go to the right.
April 10th, 2018, 1:34 a.m. Mighty Mario, hi. Actions available.
This is where everybody is chatting. You can just keep swiping. You can see the newest chats towards the top, the oldest chats towards the bottom. And at the very bottom,
new message text field
is the new message.
Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Yep. So that is the new message text. And that is how you entered a message for this group.
Send. Dimmed.
And then to the right of that is the send button. All right. We're going to the top left.
Back button.
Double tap.
Social page. Cubital, open to everyone. Meet, mm-hmm. Socialize,
now,
play.
There's one more group chat at this time of podcast.
Game room, discuss Ludo. Send invites. Have fun.
This is the game room. This is where you can find people that are alive. You can just chat with them and see who wants to play different various games. Okay?
Private and group, heading.
All right. These are private stuff. This is the groups that you created or single people that you talk with. So, I have one here.
Hugh Edler, 16 days, last message. How is new version working?
Okay, actions so available. This is Hubler. He is the person that created this wonderful Hubital. You can compose to Hubler yourself. He's always asking me how the game is going, if there's anything I've seen that could be changed, bugs, stuff like that. Like I said, he's very receptive to all your feedback, so this is a great way to talk to him in person. So this list will show you all the groups and the people you are talking with, and that is pretty much it onto this page. Now, I promise I'll show you what the compose looks like and why I'm going to the compose. If you don't know the person's name, no problem. Just go to the top left or
compose
right.
Button. Compose. Double tap that. Compose. Alert. Single recipient. Button.
You want to do a single?
Multiple recipients. Button.
Multiple.
Cancel.
Button. Or you can cancel. Let's do a single.
Multiple recipient. Single recipient. Button.
Double tap that.
Cancel. Button.
Check this out. Go to the right.
Select single. Heading.
Mm-hmm.
Search field.
You double can search for a person, or if you really want to go through this huge long list of every person that is on Hubital.
Table index. Adjustable.
Here we go. There's a table index. You can go through the letters, alphabet. So we're going to jump into the A's, I believe.
A Nelson 88.
Mm-hmm.
Ashken. Aaron Howell. Abby Traverse. Adam Campfield. Adventure Time. Amach Alma. Ellie. Andy. Andrea Tafani. Andre Mudrazu. Angus. Ania Modest. Apex 50. Appleman. April Fuller. Arasa Leovina.
Oh my goodness. Those are all the people you can just double tap, and then I'll bring up a text box, and you can start chatting with that person. So that's basically the chat itself and how the social aspect works in Hubital. It's pretty self-explanatory, pretty self, always easy to understand how to use. Nothing complicated at all.
Cancel.
Button. I'm going to go to the top left, cancel.
Social page. Hubital, open to everyone. Meet, socialize, play.
Okay. Let's go to
social tab.
There's the social tab. Lastly, we have the stats tab.
Stats tab 404. Your user statistics and leaderboards.
Yep. I'm going to double tap on that.
Stats page, player statistics.
If you want to know everything that you have accomplished in all the games, it will spell it out right here. You will see every achievements, medals, win, loss, whatever it is, and how it pertains to that game right in this little area. So, I'm going to the top left.
69% battery power.
Stay not that
close.
Far.
Button. Anony mouse. Anony mouse.
Okay.
User, close. Button.
You can hit the
return
close.
Return to main screen.
Mm-hmm.
Help. Button.
There's the help.
Start date. 2018/01/03. User creation date.
Tells me when I created it. I think it said January 3rd, 2018.
Report user. Dimmed. Button.
If
report this user.
If you have a user that you're looking up their information, yes, you can look at other users and you can report this person if there's any questionable, if they're harassing you or whatever have not, report them. You know, like any other thing, just report them. Okay.
Chat. Dimmed. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Chat with this player.
You can chat with the player if I'm looking at somebody else besides myself, of course. So we're all going to look at my stats, okay?
Word search puzzles. Heading.
All right.
Single player puzzles completed.
This is the word search game. I'm not going to show you that because I don't really play the word games. I'll go down to something that I do play a lot, like Pirates Poker. Let's go to the... I'm going to do the rotor and find the heading.
Media descriptions. Language. Vertical navigation, headings.
There it is. Once you get the headings, you can jump from different section to the next.
Two-player word search battles, heading.
Mm-hmm.
Word builder, heading.
Word builder?
Blackjack, heading.
If you want to see what I've done in blackjack, I played a few games. Let's see what it says in here. I'll go to the right.
Blackjacks, zero. Hands won, 12. Hands lost.
Ah, I lost 12 games.
22. Push.
22 game push, that's right.
8. 5 card 21.
5, 21 games.
0. 6 card 21.
Mm-hmm.
0. 7 card 21.
See what I mean? There are so many different stats you can do. So if I swipe down, go to the next game.
Pirate Poker, heading.
Ah, here's my big favorite one. You're going to like, your eyes are going to pop out when you see some of these numbers, right? You're saying, my God, Mouse, what do you do with your time, man? I'll tell you what I've been doing with my time. I've been wasting my time playing Pirates Poker. So I'm going to do right.
Royal Flush.
It tells you how many Royal Flush you got.
Zero.
I haven't had any Royal Flush. I wish I had, but I haven't. That is like really, 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 really difficult.
Straight Flush. Zero.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Uh-huh.
Four of a kind.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Four of a kind.
71.
I've got 71 four of a kind.
Full house. 298.
298.
Flush. 202.
And it tells you
straight. 124.
All the different things that I've done and how many hands I won in particular hands in Pirates Poker. Swipe down.
Trivia Trail. Heading.
There's Trivia Trail.
Simon. Heading.
Simon Says.
Ludopalooza. Heading.
Ludopalooza.
Medals. 10. Medals listed below.
Medals.
Heading.
Medals. This is another word search cool, topic. cool thing. Every time you achieve something, especially when you completed levels or you achieve something for the very first time, you're going to earn medals. And these medals also comes with, guess what? Coins. Yes, I can get more coins by earning different levels. So the higher up you go up in levels, you'll get coins for those. Plus, if you're playing poker, for example, when you first get your first hand of something you've ever gotten, like three of a kind, you get a medal and coins. Just say, congratulations. So these are the medals that you can find. So as I swipe to right.
High score, classic. 3. High score, animals.
Oh.
Ludopalooza, heading, medals, 10.
I.
Heading not found. Ludopalooza, medals, 10.
There we go.
Medals list, Simon, heading. High score, classic. Ah. Ludopalooza, heading, medals, 10. Straight flush.
There we go. Straight flush, that's a medal.
Simon score 50.
I got over 50 in Simon. That's a medal.
1/100.
First 100, that's a medal.
Straight.
And these are different various poker. But as more games you play, the different kind of medals that you'll achieve and that you'll earn coins. So, that is pretty much Hubootle. This is just a pretty basic overview of the Hubootle app itself. And if that any of that stuff sounds interesting to you, definitely jump into it, start playing with it. And as I mentioned, there are going to be more and more games as you put this out, and you're going to have different, even more games to play with and different types. And that is so cool about it, that you can take all those coins and play any of those games you want. And that's so cool about it. And there's so many different ways to earn coins, so you do not have to feel pressured in buying coins. If you're limited in income, as I mentioned before, don't worry. As you can see, the coins, I swear to you, that is, I have earned every coin of that by all the different various games. So it is possible. But you can also lose coins very, very quickly if you are spending very carelessly and whatever you have not. It's just like a bank, right? You know, we can spend money carelessly or we can be very frugal or whatever you have not. So you just play whatever you want, and if you run out of coins, no worries, you can purchase those coins. So I wanted to say kudos to Nick, that is the co-founder of Dice World, to create Hubootle. I really love this game quite a bit, and I'm so happy to see that he created his new business, the app A11Y, just so we can have Hubootle. And he is very receptive. You get onto AppleViz, you'll find various topics under Hubootle, the app itself, or different forms posting that they have made announcement, what games they've added and stuff like that. You can also put your inputs in there, so leave a comment for them or just send them a private feedback or give them a chat. Great, great people to work with. Love them. So that is going to be it for this podcast. Remember, I am going to follow up this podcast with a couple of game packs. Each time that he releases some new games out, I will try to release the game packs that pretty much goes over the game itself to explain the tutorial and where are the layout stuff and some advice and tips. So be on a search for that, and it's going to be a ongoing saga as I build up the game packs as Nick puts them out for us. All right, my name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. Until next time, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.